Blog Talk Radio.
Women, the radio show. I'm Becca McMillan, your host tonight, and we're so happy that you decided to join us tonight. Francie, my co-host, with us tonight, and so we'll be joining. As usual, we have some topics to talk about tonight, and so before I jump there, let me just give you all a little bit of information of what Issues Concerning Women, the radio show is, and then we'll talk more about my topic for tonight. Issues Concerning Women focuses on families reaching long and short-term goals, assisting women in career, business, career, housing, finance, and life skills. And then, of course, the micro-nonprofit was founded by me. Issues Concerning Women is founded by Francine, and we have a collaborative partnership to help each other, whether it be for-profit or non-profit, but the micro-nonprofit helps small non-profit organizations become foundationally strong in program development for 501c3 organizations. We offer advocacy services to infuse and stabilize households to foster a sense of community involvement, self-worth, and self-determination. I think more than ever, with everything that's been going on with the country in unrest, volatile time right now, this statement is so important. Our vision, Francine and I, is just basically to empower women through hands-on demonstrations, details for home ownership, career development, investment for retirement, exercise and nutrition, entrepreneurship and relationship building, and adult literacy. And that economic us right now, because we've been really focusing in on how we can help individuals become economically strong through the process of learning how to do that. And it's so important that we do this. We're dedicated to making a difference in our communities. Our mission is about, as I said, economic independence for all women and providing a voice for those who otherwise would not be heard. ICW was created to encourage and to encourage all to take care of their lives and become educated and savvy about all aspects of their life. And so that is so important. And certainly if you want to connect with Francine, you can connect with her at icwdirector@gmail.com. You can go to the website at issuesconcerningwomen.org. If you need to connect with me, certainly you can contact me at info@micrononprofitnetwork.org, all one word, or just go to our website at themicrononprofitnetwork.org. It is, again, a pleasure to be with you all tonight. As I said, I'm flying solo. I'm using my new cell phone that I got that I'm hoping you all hear me. Sometimes I go in and out from what some people were saying when they talked to me. But definitely I'm hoping that you're hearing everything that I'm saying tonight. What I wanted to talk about tonight, it really is taking our next step. But before I get into that, let me just spend a few moments just talking about our community engagement call with the Chief of Police, Chesapeake Chief of Police, Calvin Wright. He was so gracious to be our speaker on our sort of like a panel discussion, community engagement call, due to all of the unrest that's going on with communities across America, with George Floyd being massacred in the streets, and then the literally the whole world basically responded in a way in which none of us knew this was going to happen. And I said to my husband the other day, I said, George was our sacrificial lamb. George died, but so many things has happened as a result of his bloodshed, as a result of him being on that street and literally life just basically taken from his life, just taken from him in front of our very eyes. And so it has really been life-changing and a whirlwind change for all of us, and that we all have to do something different. And so what I did was basically call to the chief of police and basically said, we really need to talk about this. We really need to talk about it. How we can do things a little bit differently. And so the platform that I'm standing on is called Beyond the March. And Beyond the March is really where we're looking at strategic planning. And that's sort of the segue that I want to talk about tonight when we talk about our next steps. But I want to do it from a business perspective so that, that for those of you all who are in business, you'll begin to really give some thought to this, because I think in this hour where we are, we really, really, really going to have to be strategic in what we're doing. I see in the news and across the country, people are pulling down monuments and doing things that basically they feel that is needed at that time. But I want to know, are we being purposeful in what we're doing? Because it really is going to take strategy and long-term planning for us to really get to a place where we feel as though we've made some inroads, and especially with our businesses. And that's what I want to speak a little bit tonight, is to talk about our next step. And so as I thought about this thing, when Francine told me that she was able to be on the call tonight, I really thought about what is our next step. And I think that is going to be the catalyst for the show tonight in terms of what I have for you all. And I'm hoping that you all are taking copious notes, that you're sitting down with yourself and you're really kind of thinking this thing through. Because I think in this moment where we are, if we do not think things through, we're going to have some problems. We're really going to have some problems, and I don't want that to be so for us. So I wrote down some things here, and I just want to go over these items with you all, and then hopefully we'll have a chance to strategize a little bit more on our next show so we can continue this process. As I wrote down, I thought about next steps, because one of the things that I said to the panel last week when we talked is, what is your next step? What strategic baby step will you make? And when I say your next step, think of next step as a baby step, because I think people get so overwhelmed when they realize, oh, my God, this thing is bigger than what I thought it was, and it's going to be ginormous, and I can't make that happen. So I want you to really, really, really think about this thing from a strategic standpoint. So here's what I wrote down. I said, stop and assess where you are. So, and we're talking about business now, whether you're a nonprofit or a for-profit. Stop and assess where you are. Where are you right now? Where are you when COVID-19 happened? And maybe you put paperwork in for your loan, you didn't get it, or you did get it. Where are you now? Be able to look at that and say, okay, well, we're closer to the goal, or, oh, my God, we've lost 3 months of funding, or we've lost 3 months of work or services that we would have provided, and now we don't have that income. So really, really, really take the opportunity to stop and assess where you are and put that down on paper. Because again, if you can just determine where you are, you can plan for what you're going to be doing as you move forth in the next couple of months or the next year. We are strategically planning for Beyond the March for a three-year time period, and we're just taking these little steps. We had the telephone call, then we're going to do the women's meeting, candlelight ceremony, all of that. In my own business, I'm looking at other areas that I knew that I needed to shore up, and I'm getting help there. So once you assess, stop and assess where you are. Have someone else to look at it. Because I don't know about you all, but for me, it's sometimes difficult for me to see my own faults, to see my own flaws. I don't know if you all have ever heard it, but you can't see the forest for the trees. And oftentimes I think that is what's happening. We are so close on it that we don't see those things or those problems that are right in our face, but we just can't see it. So have somebody else to take a critical eye, to take a critical look at what you're doing. Someone who's an expert or someone who's knowledgeable in that area that you work in, regardless of what it is, let them examine that and so that you can have the opportunity to say, okay, our HR policies, they're not good, and we really don't have a strong budget when we start looking at wanting to go after grant funding or wanting to go after a loan or what have you. Our data just isn't good. Our budgets just don't line up or what have you. If you have somebody that understands that and knows that, they can look at that and tell you, yep, that really doesn't make sense. And so you need to come back and reassess and do that again. And so when they look at it, they're going to provide to you feedback that I think is just awesome for you to have. And then what they say, that will be a conversation in the nonprofit world. I then will be talking with my board about, hey, I had someone to look at that. And it doesn't have to be where you're paying somebody, but someone that knows budgets, someone that writes grants and knows how a narrative should look, someone that does board manuals or things of that nature, they could tell you, hey, you might need to have that particular piece in there, or you might need to make sure that your conflict of interest statement is there and that everybody is found. Whatever the need is or whatever it is that you're doing or assessing, make sure that someone is looking at that. Have someone to examine the process. What's the process when, you know, you're going to do media or television or you're going to do radio? What's that process when people are speaking on your behalf? Do they have to let you know first? What needs to happen? So that's what I mean in terms of examining the process, because without that, you'll get caught up in the way that you've been doing things. And I think this hour, this is causing us to do that, causing us to do things a little bit differently. I do some work with some other organizations in the community, and we're doing everything via Zoom. I teach at the community college. We're doing everything via Zoom. So our whole world has been turned upside down, so we have to look at our new normal and what we're going to figure out what is going to be the best way for me to handle what it is that I'm doing and moving forward so that I'm providing and I'm doing the best thing for my organization. And then I put down here, number three, would determine who your strategic partners are. Who are your strategic partners in this hour? I know for myself, I had to start looking at who we were working with or who we weren't working with and trying to figure out what we're going to do and how we're going to connect with those people. I think it should be something that is so important that we began to check all of our systems, and then we determine, okay, I really need to get with that particular organization. I knew from the call when we got on the call, I knew there were three agencies that I wanted to work with and that I needed to connect with, because they are doing something totally different than what I'm doing, but there certainly is an alliance. There certainly is a partnership that I believe that we can do and have to help both of our businesses move forward, as well as our platform when it comes to this movement that we're on. We know, I knew when I sent the email to the chief that it was going to be a strategic time period and that it was going to be a slow, methodical, continuous move forward. I knew that. So I'm not in a rush in trying to do this. And I think in this hour, we cannot be. Don't let, I hate to say the looting and all that stuff get in the way of really being strategic about what you got to do. Because I still don't see, you know, why are we burning our own communities down? I know everybody has said that. Why are we tearing statues down? What is the purpose of all of that? So that you have a clear plan, so that you're saying to somebody, hey, tonight we're gonna go and we're gonna pull down this statue, and this is what we're gonna do, and this is the purpose for what we're doing. And then in 3 months we're gonna do this, and that's gonna be that. It's all of those kinds of things. I also knew that in this hour that we needed to make sure we brought in voices that wasn't heard. And so that's a new partnership that I am going to be forging and planning around for this movement, and also just looking at programs that we already have. Who are my strategic partners for what we want to do in our business? And that's going to be important. And then my fourth point here for this particular one is move slowly. Move slowly and precisely. Don't rush. Just let whatever that's going to happen, happen. Move slowly, because you can then say, okay, we can go back and say, what worked, what did not work, how do we make this better, who are our strategic partners, and what do we need to do? What questions do you need to be asking those persons that you want to partner with? What's your win and what's their win? It's important that we have that. And so I think as we look at this new normal that we're in, we're really going to have to figure that out. And so we're going to do that. Tonight you're listening to Issues Concerning Women, the radio show, and I'm Veronica McMillan, your host. Francine Humphrey, my partner, my business partner, is not here with us tonight, but she will be with us back next Thursday. And if you need to connect with Francine, you can connect with her at icwdirector@gmail.com, or you can go to the website at www.issuesconcerningwomen.org to connect with her. And then if you need to connect with me for all things nonprofit, you can connect with me via email at info@micrononprofitnetwork.org, or go to our website at www.micrononprofitnetwork.org so that you can get more information about what we do. And my second point here, as I continue to talk about where we are and what we're doing, is what does your new normal look like? What does your new normal look like? Because certainly we are not in the phase that we were in 3 months ago. I think COVID-19 hit the middle of March, and we basically was turned upside down when that happened. And then we had Brother George to die, and that set it off even more. And again, I'm not being disrespectful when I say Brother George was our sacrificial lamb, but until Brother George, nothing was moving. Things were just like it is. People were not aware of the issues that Black people are facing. I don't necessarily know that they know really what, when I say they, I don't think people understand really the enormity of what systemic racism does and how it impacts you on every level. And I believe that that conversation needs to be had about what the white community needs to do and how we need to be allies to one another and figure this out. Because until we change things from a leadership standpoint and where we're really impacting policies and where we're really looking at people, ways of thinking, ways of believing, we're going to have the same problem, especially when it comes down to capital for our businesses. If the same people are in charge and on board that determine whether or not we're going to get the money, our marching will not make a difference because they are not being impacted. And I think that's one of the reasons why Francine really wants to do this economic empowerment piece, which is so important, because I think that if we don't get that piece right, and if we don't get the piece right of communicating and crossing over to the next to the next aisle, we're not going to move this one iota. We're going to have a lot of emotion. And my question to everybody that I've been dealing with is, where are we going to be in 6 months? Where are we going to be in a year? And where is your business going to be in 6 months, in a year? You know that there has to be something different, because we're not even communicating with each other the way that we're doing. I probably have learned more about Zoom than I ever wanted to know, but I thank God for it, because now I know that I can train. It's not my best thing, though. Here's something else about this. It's not my area where I feel like I shine the best, because I definitely like the presence of people. I like being in the presence of my students. But I got to do what I got to do. So what is your new normal? What does that look like for you? Is it that you're going to have meetings that you're going to have that social distance practicing because of the fact that you can't do your stuff, you know, from home? You can't do your business from home. You know, you have to think about that. What is your new normal? What is it going to look like? And then my first point here with this is make the adjustments. Make the adjustments in what you're doing. If you're having clients, then basically can you and your client meet via Zoom, or can you and your client do a telephonic meeting, or can you and your client go to a restaurant now that we can't go to restaurants, and that you all are practicing social distancing in a way that you still can maintain confidentiality with that person, that you still can have that business meeting without, you know, interruptions by other people, because that's going to be important. So you're really going to think about that. Whatever that your business is, whatever it is, you're going to have to know your new normal and make the adjustments. And make the adjustments, which is part of your strategic plan. I keep saying that because it's got to be like that. If yours is financial, what does those finances look like over the next 6 months in terms of your adjustments, because you've lost income? And in some cases, people have gained income. Everybody did not lose, because some businesses certainly picked up more clients. They saw another niche where they could feel, and they're doing that. And so you have to look at that. No matter what it is, you still have to make the adjustments. And then continue to assess every area. And what do I mean by that? All of your areas that you're looking at. Let's just say for on the nonprofit side, you're looking at volunteer development. You're looking at community engagement. Certainly looking at your grant writing, going out for grants, searching for stuff. We've been blessed in our nonprofit to get a capacity, I call it scholarship, from the Overseas Foundation, and with an organization called Catch a Fire. And Catch a Fire is an organization that basically kind of rallies volunteers with expertise of more than 20 years, help nonprofits, and basically you have to set up count with them, and then you tell them what it is that you need. And they do short-term projects, these volunteers, and they will help you. Like today, I submitted a project because I wanted to do a new logo, and I'm not paying a dime for that because the Overseas Foundation paid that for me. I'm going to have them to look at our tours. I'm going to have them to do a refresh of our website. I'm not paying anything for that. And so I'm just looking at those areas now. I look at them differently than I looked at them 3 months ago, because I now have someone that can do that for me and take care of that spot for me, so that I am not sitting up trying to figure out, okay, I'm going to get somebody to do a logo. Are they going to be within the budget that I have, or do I have to, you know, stick with what I got and wait until that, you know, that line item comes around again? So continue to assess every area of your business, no matter how small or how big it is. And again, when you assess it, make sure that you have somebody to go back and examine it. Like, hey, does this make sense to you? Because it was looking good to me, it was making sense to me, and then things just sort of kind of fell apart. And then educate yourself continually. Read. And when you know that there's an opportunity for you to gain another credential, do so. I'm in the midst of doing some training now online so that I can get a credential to deliver another service, hopefully by the end of this year, for our nonprofit. And in an area that I wasn't familiar with, although I'm somewhat in the mental health world, in that disability world, I'm there are other things that I can do to kind of help our organization in terms of bringing in some funding in places that I didn't even know that we had. So that was really, really, really important for me. So I cannot stress enough to you all to educate yourself. Read as much as you can. I've been reading from a spiritual standpoint. I've been reading A Course in Miracles. And then from a leadership standpoint, I've been reading The Leadership Challenge. And I get going, stop. I got to do that. And then Chief Wright suggested a wonderful book, because I really want to have communications and conversations with white women. And he talked about this thing called, the book is called Willful Blindness. And so I want to read that. So I'm saying that to you so that you can start putting a list of things that you got, because we got to read. We got to continually do that. We got to educate ourselves in our business. If you feel like you're overwhelmed with so much stuff to do, but as small business individuals. We got to do it, y'all. We just can't get around it. And then I said, seek new partnerships with other allies. As I said to you all, I am going to do the things with some of the people who were on the call. I remember the person on the call, Chief Wright on the call said that one of the issues that people don't understand is that when you talk about police and all of that stuff, you got to understand that the police departments across the country, they have their unions, and that oftentimes the unions are fighting on behalf of the police officer, and they are getting the best of the best attorneys, and they're getting the best of the best lobbyists. They're getting the best of the best to fight for that police officer, and we've seen in the past that for the most of the cases that we've seen them get off. So we really got to figure out how, you know, we're going to address this. And so she's going to on that research part of it. So that you know, it's important that we understand who our allies are going to be, because, again, this is an ally for me that I would not have had. That person is going to do that research part, because data drives funding. I don't care if it's on the for-profit side or the nonprofit side. You just got to have good data, because when you do not have it, you're not telling your story of your organization. You're not telling them, you know, what challenges were there. You're not telling them of your victories. You're not telling them of why you need the money. You're not telling them of what the outcome is going to be. You've got to be able to do that, and your numbers tell the story. So you got to have those partnerships in place for people who can do that for you. And so certainly make sure that you seek new partnerships, new allies in what it is that you're doing. And then my third point with several bullets is plan for the long term. I cannot tell people enough. You cannot have all of your babies, and I call your projects your babies, at one time. You just can't. I ought to be able to say, okay, let me do this. And let's see how this works. Let's see how this works for the next year. And then, you know, our board will look at that. If you can rally around one or two things and not get yourself to the point where you're jumping all around doing 50,000 different things because it doesn't work like that. If you can just say, you know what, this is what we're going to do this year. We're going to focus only on these two things, I think you have a better chance, because now you're saying that I'm giving myself a year of planning, a year of strategy, of looking at, because you know mistakes are going to happen. Things are going to happen that you didn't plan for, so you got to really, really watch that as well. So it's important that you do that. And then review your current strategic plan. Look at what you already planned. Maybe you planned this last year. What was in your strategic plan last year that you all said that you were going to do? For profit or nonprofit, doesn't make a difference. You still need a strategic plan. What did you all say you were going to do? Have you achieved that goal? I know on my job, we got to get ready to do our performance evaluations. Of course, you do your one on yourself, and then your boss will jump in and do their thing. And the thing that I asked her this morning, I was like, okay, where's my performance from last year? What goals did I set? And this is the same thing in terms of business. Make sure that you have, you know, your current strategic plan to look in place to take a look at what I did, what I didn't do. And then I had here, hire a person, an intern, or whatever that you can do, they can take their load. That's where we are now. I'm looking for me a part-time person to maybe work about 10 hours a week, between 5 and 10 hours a week, not a lot of hours. And then be open to the critique. When you have somebody that can look at that and say, this kind of was a little bit crazy, then make sure that you have somebody that can critique. Well, I hear my announcer saying that I got 60 seconds. I just want to say to you all, thank you all for listening to us. If you need to contact Francine Humphrey, certainly you can contact her at icwdirector@gmail.com. And if you need to connect with me, you can go to info@micrononprofitnetwork.org for email. or you can go to the micro-nonprofitnetwork.org, or if you need to contact Francine again, you can go to issuesconcerningwomen.org, the radio, to find out more about Issues Concerning Women. I was saying Issues Concerning Women, the radio, because Issues Concerning Women is the radio show that you all listen to every Thursday night. We're so happy that you decided to join us. Do something good for somebody. Go out and your community, but help them in a long-term way, not just one little spurt and then it's all over and you don't see you again. We got to figure out how we're going to do this, and we can do this together, y'all. We all we have to do is just trust God and believe that God has our back and know that we are going to be all right. We are going to get to the other side. So be your very best. I look forward to seeing you all next week. Have a great day. Stay blessed, and we will talk with you all next week. Bye-bye now.